to that point, I just need DEM to activate the emergency broadcast system for evacuation, radios, televisions, and that, and that's going to help out. Let's just do that.
Received. They're working on that for downstream incident already, and I'm working on one for upstream Carrington notifications.
Roger, I copy that, and that's on the 91 reverses. Thank you. I need DEM to activate the emergency broadcast system for evacuation as well downstream, and then the notification thereof for the upstream folks with potential of flooding.
And received. Yes, Ingham. Activated. Center to all units on Peace Ops N3. Center to all units on Peace Ops N3. DWAS advising that the river has dropped 2 feet in the last hour. Once again, DWAS advising the river has dropped 2 feet in the last hour.
30 command, good.
Inquiring if we need to put out a flood warning also.
Yes, the flood warning needs to happen as well, yes.
530 command from Branch West. Call my cell phone, 360-913-0351.
I'm sorry, sir, wasn't quite ready for that.
360-913-0351.
530 command from East Branch.
530 command, go ahead.
The fire investigator's vehicle is still here. It's locked up. We probably need to send somebody down to move it.
Yeah, the fire marshal should still be down there. He's going to be headed this way soon.
Received.
530 command. This is
T-38. Incident command.
Hey, we just rescued another patient out of a house up here. Where was the Navy? They flew one in, and we got another patient here in a basket ready to be flown out.
Okay, your location again, is it that LZ where they've been landing?
Negative. We're on scene. We're flown in here to the scene. We're probably right in the middle of Skaggins, the poplar trees. The house has been washed across the roadway, and we just dug out the second victim and probably a red patient.
Roger that. 530 command, air boss. Command, air boss. 530 command to the air branch commander.
Ready, command, you get a hold of the air boss?
No, and I don't have the SAR frequencies. If we could have him transfer to me, please.
Air branch.
Command to air branch.
Sam, I've got emergency traffic on DHF.
530 command from branch west. I have Robert 2 from the Sheriff's Office that is here at the command post, Unified Command with State Patrol, Fire, DOT, Fishing Game, and what I've told him is we're going to utilize Snowhawk 1 to do aerial recon and possibly get command and the DOT Hydro expert up to take a look at this situation. And I've also ordered, unless you say different, that if Snowhawk 10 can pluck somebody out of the mud, that's a quick grab type of thing, it can be done absolutely safely, that they should do that. Otherwise, we're in a holding pattern waiting for our experts to tell us that this is safe.
I copy that. I'm trying to get a hold of air branch. I've got medical units with red patients that need to be evacuated now, so we're working on it. Thank you.
Sounds good.
530 command, snowback.
530 command, go ahead.
When you get a hold of air boss, let them know airlift 6 is also inbound. ETA is about 5 to 7 also.
Go ahead.
Seattle Fire advising, they have dog streams for searching and mudslides if you need them.
armed and B ready. I need them on both sides of the slide if possible.
530 Command from East Branch.
530 Command.
We have not located the fire marshal, Mike. Can you raise him on the radio?
I will. Was he, I don't even remember what he looked like. Was he the large guy, all black type uniform? Cut that.
Robert 2 on PSUP. Clint. not transmitting at this time, so we need to stand by 1 sec so we can play the antenna. Okay, and we're transmitting. If you could hit OK on the button there, just hit OK if you get an error message. Do you have a green light on the left side or yellow light?
Yellow and red, a warning and an error.
Copy, stand by, we'll come over your area. Stop on Robert 2. Stop on Robert 2.
Go ahead.
Is your location currently at Green Crow?
Negative, I'm right at Skagway.
On 530?
Skagway Hill on 530, yes.
10-4. Stock 1 to Robert 2. Go ahead and turn the power off on the receiver.
Power's off.
Okay, go ahead and turn it back on and then hit OK twice.
Getting a high error warning.
No green light on the left.
There's a green light on the screen, but red and yellow on the BMS panel.
Okay, can you see, are you on channel 5? If you hit OK, it should come up channel 5 or 6521.
Command staff, whoever asked for a ZC-5 fuel truck is en route. They're unable to get on the radio per Jen Fentner.
Incident command, or 530 command, SOPEC.
30 command.
I need a state patrol trooper or even the state to block 530 at Farrington. Probably at the cemetery or the hardware store also. They're responding here to assist. They need to be turned around and go to the fire station. If they're responding here to look for loved ones, they need to turn around and go back to the fire station. We have resources there that will help them. We're getting overwhelmed with that here at the IC.
3-1, copy. I'll move the roadblock eastbound.
You need to copy whether they are responding units or civilians coming to assist. They need to go to station 24.
Buffer.
Will you still like me to give you a state of call or...
Affirm. Command from Branch West. Dispatcher, hold off on that for just a second.
Okay.
Command, go ahead, Branch West. I'm pretty much unified Branch West command post set up here. I have DOT, I have State Patrol brass here, along with high-ranking officials from the Snohomish County Sheriff's Office of Search and Rescue. So anything you need over there, I can get it a lot quicker by just telling the guy that's standing next to me, if that's what you want.
Command from G37. I'm at station 37, and do you know if Red Cross is available to send units out here for food and possible bathroom situations?
We're working on that. Travis, I'll call you in a second.
West, copy.
Now, holding off on calling State Patrol.
Branch West, evacuation group. Stock 1 530 command.
Stock 10, go ahead for 530 command.
Stock 1 530 command. Stock 1 530 command.
Air Branch, can I help?
Stock 1 to Air Branch, I'm just advising that we're en route to Green Crow for fuel and to pick up the geologist. We'll be arriving momentarily.
We copy.
East Branch, Snowpack.
Go ahead.
So as you were just notified, command has been getting over to the west side. So I'll be now East Branch,
and getting my logistical information put together for my assets on this side, and I'll get that to you shortly.
That's fine.
Branch from 530 Command on PSOP Sentry.
Branch.
I overheard some information you requiring State Patrol and DOT to shut roads down. What specifically is your request?
I need people stopped at Darrington prior to leaving so that assets go to Station 39 and check in, and, or correction, 37 Darrington, and people that are coming down looking for family and friends meet with people there at the fire station, and we have resources established there to assist with that.
State Patrol is going to make that happen. Go ahead. Snowpack 530, Command, go ahead.
Branch to Command. East Branch to Snowpack.
Try to get clear for you.
I copy. Center, are you ready to copy the coordinates for this side of the slide?
Give me 1 second, I'm on a phone call. Branch, go ahead with the coordinates.
North 48 degrees, 30.514. West 122 degrees, 14.253 also.
But
the last address that we can get to on the highway is 29520 State Route 530.
Norhawk 10, are you currently engaging in a hoist off?
Branch Snowpack for Airlift Northwest.
I don't have any yet.
Sorry, multiple traffic, go ahead.
East Branch right now, no, I do not have a need for airlift.
Thank you.
Snowhawk 10 West Branch. Snowhawk 10 West Branch on PSOP 10-3.
No pack, I can try to find them. Your traffic?
West Branch has been dissolved at this time. This is SR 530 Command. This is SR 530 Command.
Command on PSOP 10-3. Command on PSOP 10-3.
Okay.
I have the mayor of Darrington here. I can start working on getting the community center opened up and facilitated for any type of evacuations on this end if need be.
I think the evacuation issue is a bigger one downstream rather than up. Upstream, if that dam holds, is going to be kind of slow and steady. Downstream, if it lets go. So that's my thoughts.
I just wanted to make Command know that I have that asset available. For some reason, they're not copying me on TAC 7 or answering my calls. Which is okay. I'll just stay here.
Yeah, everything's a little busy. We just got two more that are being evacuated now.
No, I absolutely understand. We're fine.
Air crews and the helicopters, be aware. We got a float plane flying overhead about 500 feet heading east.
Branch to Command.
Go ahead for Command.
Are you ready to copy my firefighter personnel assets?
Stand by.
East Branch from Sheet 48.
East Branch, good.
We would like you to tactically account for your personnel. If you want to give us those numbers, we'll take them, but they're your responsibility.
No, I realize that. Just want to make sure that you knew what we had when we start dispatching them for any rescue efforts when we start that again.
All right, go ahead with those.
I have 11 confined space, 6 rope rescue, a total of 32 firefighters. MPD Dr. Schlack is on scene, and I've got 2 paramedic EMTs.
All right, are those staffed medic units?
That is correct.
All right, copy that.
Branch.
over there from DOT?
I do. I do have a ladder truck here that's going to give me lighting. But yes, portable lighting will be good also.
Go ahead.
Do we have a name for this incident yet? I've been asked.
Send it.
And that is what I thought it was, thank you. And then I've got Skagit SAR units that are on standby just outside of town. Are we waiting for permission to go back in and start search teams, or can I start dispatching my search teams that have rallied up here?
No, stay in a holding pattern. Nobody's going in there until the hydro expert from the DOT tells us that we can do that safely. We're not convinced that we can get in there safely, and I don't want to take a chance of losing dozens of emergency responders. I think that is a very highly probable situation of occurring, and we're not going to do that.
Roger that. Oh, that's why we ask those questions and just keep. We're good. Thank you.
Chief 39. I got it. I made my day.
And Branch East from 530 Command, what we just talked about on the phone, I don't know how far back we need to evacuate on that east side. I'm going to leave that up to you, but figure very, very conservative on that. We'll definitely evacuate a lot more than what we need because the river is rising at about 10 to 12 inches every half hour, 40 minutes. Branch East from SR 530 Command on Peace Ops M3, did you copy my transmission?
No, say again.
I want you to know that the water's been rising 10 to 12 inches about every half hour, 40 minutes. So when you make a determination of what needs to be evacuated down there, we need to be kind of forecasting out of where this water level is going to be now and maybe as far as tomorrow or the next day.
Okay, I copy.
From SR 530 Command on Peace Ops 10-3.
East Branch Command.
I just got notification from Assistant Chief 38 that he's got a red critical patient. I don't have him on here on my board. I'm assuming he's working for you over there. He says he's in the zone there. Will you communicate with him? I'm going to switch him to Peace Ops 10-3. And he's saying he needs an airlift. So once we've determined that and where you want the airlift to land, you call me on Channel 7 and let me know.
Okay, I was aware of that. I put in that request to the air boss a while ago, and he was supposed to have been airlifted out. That communication should have been made.
I'll handle it from here. We'll just get this one done. I'll get coordinates from him if I can and a physical address. Back to 7.
Well, real quick, he was inserted by the Navy when this initially started. He's got a basket. He's got the patient. The red patient is in a basket. He's about halfway through the debris field, clearly marked, and the helo did insert him into there. He is not at the LZ.
Received. Everybody should have been out of there. There should be nobody down in there at this time. So, do you have any other crews that are in that slide area?
No, and when this happened, I made that request almost an hour to 2 hours ago to have that person airlifted. He was my last one in there with patients that needed to come out as we were evacuating my previous IC site.
Received. So we need somebody to do an extraction then, correct? With either a Navy or a Snowhawk 10, is that correct?
That is correct. The extraction need to be made of the patient and potentially my chief, but I don't know what his status is. Uh-huh. I've not had any communication with him since.
Okay, he just called me on TAC 7, so we'll talk to him on TAC 7 and we'll get that taken care of as soon as possible.
Thank you.